Today's podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, let's get it going right here, right now. This is Diamond Conversations, and you are listening to the return, the 2020 debut of Diamond Conversations here on the Place to Be Nation podcasting network. If you didn't know by now, my name is Chad, and every single week we sit down for a Diamond Conversation to talk about the game of baseball from another point of view. And this week, this point of view is coming from the founder of Summer Game Books, Walt Friedman, joining me today to talk about his publishing company that's based out of New Jersey. Talks about some of the books he's got on tap for 2020 and a lot of the cool projects that he's been able to work on over the years. But this, to me, is the best part of doing the show. It's talking to all different walks of life when it comes to baseball. This one with Summer Game Books and Walt Friedman talking a lot about classic baseball, talking about some classic books, whether he's republishing them into the ebook format or he's kind of bringing on some new writers to talk about some interesting topics. This, to me, is exactly what baseball's all about. It's spreading the message, it's spreading the word, and getting people to talk about maybe something they've never heard about or read about something that they might not have ever heard about or knew about. And that, to me, again, is so incredibly awesome. And as we kind of move forward here into 2020, I really think that the authors and the publishers are going to take a huge role into the future of Diamond Conversations, because there are so many different books out there that I think need that spotlight and kind of need that little bit of the rub, if you will, to get their stories out onto a platform like a podcast to share their stories, share their ideals and kind of their thoughts on the game of baseball, whether it's taking it from an expert's point of view or a fan's point of view. That's what it's all about. The podcast game is all about sharing the airwaves and getting your point across to as many people that listen to the shows. And then you never know who's going to pick up a book. You never know who's going to become a fan. And that, to me, is the best part about doing podcasts in general. And it's the best part about having authors and publishers on. But I can't say that much more about going into 2020 and the excitement I have for Diamond Conversations. It's been a great couple episodes so far. To end the 2019 calendar year and to flip over here to 2020, we're looking down the barrel of spring training right around the corner. We're looking at a brand new baseball season, our first season together here on the Place to Be Nation podcast network. And very happy to be associated with all the fine folks, and missed everybody here over the last 2 weeks as we took a little bit of a hiatus and gathered our thoughts for a brand new podcast season here in 2020. And I want to thank Walt Friedman before we move on and get into the interview for coming on with me today. And you can check out his website at summergamebooks.com. But we'll tell you all about that here in the interview. If you go on over to Summer Game Books, you can see the list of titles that they have. You can find a little bit more out about the company. But check out the ebooks. If there's a book that you may have read at some point in your life and you've been trying to find it, or you might not be able to track down the physical copy, well, the ebook itself is, it might not be the real thing in your hands, but to see some titles that you might not have seen in a long time, that, to me, is it's a great thing, because just browsing through the ebook section of the website, there's books that I saw that I read as a kid and as a fan growing up that I have not seen in years, and here they were in the ebook format. So you never know what you're going to find. So get on over to summergamebooks.com and peruse, browse, check them out, and we'll catch you on the flip side. Just a little housekeeping first. If you want to follow me on social media, it's at ChadENB or it's at Diamond Convo. And on Facebook, it's Diamond Conversations Baseball Podcast. Reach out and touch somebody. Spread the word. Share the page. Tell somebody that likes baseball that you found a really cool baseball podcast with an amazing host, if I do say so myself. But let's wrap it up. Let's head on over to the interview here with Walt Friedman, and we will see you next time here on Diamond Conversations. getting back in here on Diamond Conversations, and very happy to be joined today by the founder and publisher of Summer Game Books. I'm talking to Mr. Walter Friedman here on Diamond Conversations. Mr. Friedman, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Ian, for having me, and please call me Walt.
No, no problem, Walt. I like to be a little bit more professional in the introductions, but absolutely, we'll call you Walt. But thanks for coming on tonight. I'm very happy to connect. Just absolutely exploring every baseball aspect I can while doing research for the show. Stumbling across your company, Summer Game Books. Would love for you to kind of fill in the listeners as to what you do and how your passion for baseball and your knack for publishing kind of became the perfect marriage, almost like how this podcast is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what it was. I have a background in book publishing. I work for a lot of, you know, like Penguins and the Random Houses of the world for a while. And then, you know, I've always been a baseball fan, loved, you know, playing and reading and writing about baseball. So I was doing freelance and I was helping people publish their own stuff and was, you know, kind of had a little business going there. But I realized that my chance of competing against some of these big outfits that do that were pretty slim. So I just had the inspiration of putting my what I love together with, you know, with my expertise, which is publishing. And, you know, because baseball books are so popular, it just was a really good, you know, really good fit.
Yeah, that was one of the first things I learned with putting the show together was that there's a strong desire for baseball content, whether it is through podcasting or it is through books. I personally would love to just pick up a baseball book and read it whenever I can. But when did you decide to take that leap and to start exploring the publishing aspect for yourself here with Summer Game?
I think it was probably 2013. You know, maybe toward, you know, 2012, 2013, took me about a year to get going, and our first books came out in 2014.
And what was the first books that you guys published?
Let's see, we had a couple of reissues by Peter Golenbach called Bums and Dynasty. Those are two really, you know, classic baseball books.
Classic, yeah.
Yeah, and a couple by Pat Jordan. The Cheat, which is not technically a baseball book, but was one of the Pat Jordan books I could get. And Suitors of Spring, which is a collection of essays about pitching. One of the early books was the book called The Saul White Official Baseball Guide, a book I'm really proud of. It's this guy, Saul White, played in what they called colored baseball back in the early 20th century. It was the first professional leagues of African-American players. And he decided to keep it put out his own kind of, he hoped it'd be an annual publication to get, you know, just to get these people on the map. That didn't last for that long, but it ends up being the only surviving document of a lot of this early African-American baseball history. So there's only about three physical copies of this book that still exist. And another publisher did a reissue about 20 years ago, but it wasn't really that true to the original. So I worked with an expert on Negro League Baseball, Gary Ashwell, and we put out a version of Saul White, the Saul White book that's totally true to the original. And it's just really fascinating history. So that was one of the early ones also.
So was it originally the goal to kind of, like you said, republish some of these classic books, or were you looking to do original content at some point, or was it kind of like a marriage of both?
Yeah, it was somewhat of both. I mean, one of the definite inspirations was seeing that there were some really good books that had never been done in ebook. They came out in the 80s or 90s, and some before then, before ebooks obviously were even conceived of. So that I knew that was a potentially fertile area and would help me get on the map because of some of the name recognition of these guys. And then with that, I did a little advertising. I had a few connections, and I started getting submissions for original publications too. So they kind of went hand in hand.
That was actually one of the first things I noticed about browsing through your website, was seeing that you had those ebooks on there. And it took me a second to kind of figure it out, because I was saying to myself, like, I know these titles, you know, from browsing through the library as a youngster and wanting to learn everything I could about the game. So the ebook really taking off into what it is. Do you see people kind of leaning that way? Do you still see people kind of like in the traditional?
Yeah. It's funny, it varies. And some of the books that I thought would do better in print, like we did a book, I guess it was, you know, just last, you know, 2018, about the 1960s. So, you know, 1960s baseball, which is a fascinating decade. And I wanted to do a book that wasn't all about the politics and the changing culture, because there were a lot of those kind of books. I just wanted to be pure baseball. And I expect, you know, because it's maybe, you know, the fans from that era were maybe older. And anyway, I expect that to do better in print, but it, as it turned out, it's done better in ebook. So it's a little hard to say. With some of these, like Peter Golenbach, for example, it was a pent-up market where, you know, he was continuing to write books through the, you know, right up through today. He writes or co-writes tons of books, has a big audience. And then there are these old books that, you know, people who don't want to buy or don't want to plop down $20 for a book anymore or lug the thing around, you know, they were just really happy to see some of his titles come into availability in the ebook.
And that's one of the best part about a Peter Golenbach book, is you're not getting sized book. You're getting a nice big old monster that you can carry around with you. And again, like I said, it's, you know, going back to digging through, you know, my local library and seeing all these titles that just would catch your eye and you'd want to learn about. But one of the ebooks that you had that stood out right away was a book called Every Pitcher Tells a Story, that my brother and I, when he was a lot younger than I am, but that was a book that he and I kind of bonded over, because, you know, it was about writing to ball players and their responses. And looking back now, it's looking at a veritable who's who of Hall of Famers that are long gone, you know, players that have passed away. And it's that kind of thing now that you can get it in that ebook via your site. I think that's really awesome, because that's a book that could be lost to time, and it's got some great content inside of it.
It does. Yeah. And that was, has been one of the most rewarding things, is connecting with some of these guys, you know, these authors who, first of all, generally just the nicest bunch of people, and you know, have a kindred spirit and in the love for the game, but then a lot of times they're just so happy that, you know, for their book to get a second life, and that somebody wants to publish it, and then of course when people buy it, then they make some money too. So That's been really rewarding, is making those connections and getting those books back to life.
Now, talk about some of the original books that come through your company. Yeah. I mean, there's a great mix. You know, you don't really stick to one single topic or one single aspect of history. Talk about some of the titles that you guys have to offer.
Okay. Yeah, we do have a lot of history books, a lot of history. We have a few fiction titles. You know, a great example of an original that we've done is this series called Baseball's Untold History by Mike Lynch, who's a really prominent baseball historian. He's a big in Sabre, and you know, he had written a lot of stuff on his own and posted some articles himself, and he just had a ton of stuff. And I just worked with him to kind of break up the material into different topics. One is just about personalities. One is about the World Series, and one is about just kind of wild characters of the game. So, that's a really nice, original title that we do. We've got, that book about the 60s that I mentioned about, it's called Maz to Yaz to Amazin, which is all about the 1960s baseball. You know, just like you said, a whole range. We got a collector's book about Mickey Mantle baseball cards. It's just a really beautiful, you know, full color book with about 400 color images of all the different memorabilia and cards of his, you know. So, I mean, I could go on and on, but, you know, those are some of the highlights. So we got some, you know, There's actually been somewhat of a lull the last couple of years. I haven't gotten that many books out, but I've got some really good ones coming up for 2020. I don't know if you're ready to hear about those yet.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you a few more questions about that Mickey Mantle book. I want to get back to that because that's one that stuck out to me. But yeah, tell us what you have coming down the pipeline here.
Okay, well, on the topic of the Yankees, we've got one real coup that I just accomplished was I'm going to be doing the ebook of Bronx Zoo.
Oh wow!
And that's never been done an ebook. So that's with Sparky Lyle. So Peter is good friends with Sparky, and so that's going to be coming in probably June. There's a book that was originally published in 2008 called This Bad Day in Yankees History, and it's for all the Yankee haters out there. So I'm kind of covering both bases with that. It's a day by day. We're kind of moving away from the calendar format, but it's just going to cover every day of the year, something, either a bad loss or something having to do with George Steinbrenner or whatever. So that's going to be a fun book. We've got a book about collusion. There's a book we do right now called Baseball Gods and Scandal by Ian Kahanowitz, which is about the Dutch Leonard affair from the 1920s. This same guy, this author, has done a huge amount of research about the collusion era of the late 80s, which hasn't been covered in a book before. So we've got it's actually two volumes, one coming in 2020 and part two in 2021. So that's going to be really, I think that's going to do really well because it's a relevant subject to nowadays and it just hasn't been covered in a book before.
An early recommendation to me as a youngster was the Bronx Zoo, and I'll never look at a birthday cake the same way and think of Sparky Lyle ever again. And reading that as a young kid was definitely eye-opening, to say the least. That's what a classic book, and that to me is, that's the antithesis of baseball in its own, is that these stories and these players and these personalities are kept within the walls of these books, and the authors that bring them to life is just an amazing, amazing thing. But I want to touch back to that Mickey Mantle book because that jumped out to me, being one, a baseball card collector, two, a memorabilia collector. Okay. That one in itself, it seems like such a huge project. Is that the kind of book you thought you'd be publishing, like a more collectible base book, or did you think you would stick straight to kind of the run-of-the-mill baseball stories as its own?
And I never thought we would have been able to do that book. I never considered that kind of a title, and given the pragmatics of it, the economics of it, even when I got the submission, I didn't think I'd be able to do it because it's color, and if you're not printing, many thousands of copies of color books, it can be very expensive. So, but it was just such a amazing collection. The author, Bill Weiland, is. He had I think he ended up selling it after the book came out, but he had I can't imagine anybody having a better collection of Mickey Mantle baseball cards. I mean, I obviously couldn't do a study on that, but he just had so much stuff and just knew so much about the whole industry. And it was just a project that I couldn't, let go, not do. So, I have baseball cards, but I'm not a collector. But just you don't need to be a collector to enjoy the book because it's just so many great images of him from the 60s and 50s.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like maybe a lower scale Barry Halper when I think of that kind of a Mickey Mantle collection being in a book. I mean, just to see how many colored pages you have and. And for it to cover it in a certain amount of time for Mantle, it seems very impressive. And that is one I definitely want people to check out if they can head over to the website. And we'll get into that in a minute here as well, plugs for the website and everything. But talk about yourself as a baseball fan. Who did you grow up rooting for? Who was your favorite player? Give us a little bit of your scouting report.
Well, I live in New Jersey. I grew up in Massachusetts, but I'm actually a Braves fan. I date back to the Hank Aaron era, and when I was a kid, he was my hero. So before he even became the home run champ, I just kind of latched onto him. So when he became the guy he became, it just locked it in for me. And I've always continued to be a Braves fan through many lean years and some, obviously some good years too. So that's my rooting interest. I'm not so much of a person who sits and watches baseball that much anymore. I mean, I do watch it, but I'm just more of a general fan, and I'm working on books all the time and things like that. So it's kind of a more abstract fan these days.
Hey, no, it's fine. When it becomes your life, and writing and seeing it, I can tell, with some of my other projects that sometimes you can get a little burned out, but maybe a little overload, if you will. So I completely get that. If you can, before we get into the wrap up with all the plugs, give us a favorite baseball memory growing up.
Baseball memory, yeah. Well, I can speak back to Hank Aaron. Lived in Boston area, but my family would come to New York pretty often, and we caught a Mets game in 1972. My father had got tickets for Mets Braves, knowing that we were going to be in town around then. Well, we planned the trip around the Braves being in town, actually, and I did get to see him hit a home run live off of Gary Gentry in 1972. So that's a pretty awesome memory. And I still have the scorecard somewhere around here too.
Very nice. How about your favorite all-time baseball book? Not putting you on the spot with that question. Just a general, want to know.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Well, one you might guess from the name of the company is The Summer Game by Roger Angel. Just a beautifully written. I mean, he's just really took baseball writing to another level. And that, as a teenager, that book had a big impact on me. And then when I was trying to think of a name for the company, at one point that came to me. So that's one. Summer Game by Roger Angel, and Ball Four by Jim Boughton.
Oh yeah,
no surprise there. But that's another one. As a teenager, I was playing baseball myself, and so I started keeping a diary of all the funny things that would happen, and I read that book many times, so it was very sad that he passed away. But he was, that was another tremendous book.
Yeah, I mean, that basically, I think that changed the way everybody viewed baseball overall, and led the way to, like we were discussing, the Bronx Zoo earlier. It just kind of opened the door for not, the tell-all of the dirt. It was a different expressive view than I think anybody had ever seen before, and that's why the book still holds up today.
Yeah, right. And it's also just not so much of a tell-all, but you see these guys as human beings, and there's a lot of moving parts, and funny parts, and frustration, and it does kind of bring a whole dimension, turns them into three-dimensional people, as opposed to just players out on a field.
Yeah. And that's they become immortal to us. They become like superheroes. But at the end of the day, they put their jersey pants on the same way that that we do. They just hit better pitching than we can if we, we step into the batter's box. All right. So, Walt, as we head into the final stretch here, rounding third, if you can, give the listeners of Diamond Conversations the way to get a hold of Summer Game Books, where you guys are online, any kind of social media that you have, and let's get everybody over there and read some quality baseball material.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks. Yeah. So it's summergamebooks.com, all one word, no hyphens or anything like that. And Twitter is at Summer Game Books, and Facebook, it's all Summer Game Books. Books are available. Amazon's probably your best choice. You can buy them directly from the website, save shipping if you want to do it that way. But you can also get them there. The book, you can get them through places like Barnes and Noble and certain titles. If it's not in the store, you can ask for it, and we have wholesalers to get the books into to fulfill any requests. But Amazon and the website are the best way to get the books.
Well, it's cold outside. The hot stove is almost burned out. We're getting ready for some spring training, and appreciate you coming on tonight and talking a little baseball with me.
Thank you, Ian. It's been a pleasure.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Place to Be Nation's JT Rosero and Chad Campbell here. We want to let you know that we have over 24 podcasts available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and PlaceToBeNation.com. We now offer them to you on two great feeds. On the Place to Be Nation Wrestling feed, we dive into topics running the gamut from today's WWE to the glory days of yesteryear and the ins and outs of the territory days. In addition to our full-length shows, we also deliver to you special pod blasts on topics old and new.
The Place to Be Nation pop feed is a veritable treasure trove of great content. Offer tremendous shows covering the land of movies, television, life, comics, and sports, brought to you by the most knowledgeable and insightful folks in the podcast world.
You can find all these great shows, plus archives of our past podcasts from over the past 8 years as well by subscribing to both feeds on iTunes. And while you're there, be sure to rate and leave feedback as well. All of these shows, plus others, available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus in-depth stretch projects, and much more. Be sure to support our site by using www.PlaceToBeNation.com/Amazon when doing your online shopping. We want to thank our friends at Boneheads, Wing Bar, ProWrestlingOnly.com, and TheHistoryOfWrestling.com as well. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture.